Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's episode is titled Taking Care of the Holy Temple. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a recent little health scare I had, the importance of being healthy, and of course, how to get started in living a healthier life. If you're listening, I hope you're doing great. I hope that the month of May was a productive month for you that was full of answered prayers and growth. I've been recently recording music again, which has been incredibly exciting. I was rap battling quite a bit back in 2022, and while I plan to jump back into that soon, I did want to shift a little bit more focus onto podcasting and music, among other things. It's been incredibly fulfilling to have things recorded, and I am excited to start releasing new material in the coming weeks and months. I've also started boxing and just being more active, and I'll explain why. So a few months ago, around September or so, I had gone to my primary care doctor for my yearly physical. Never heard anything back from it, and at least from what I knew, all my results came back fine. It wasn't until around March that I got a call back asking me to retake a test. They wanted to see if something that had showed up on the previous test was still there. Pretty confused. I went and opened the health app on my phone. I went through everything on my physical. When I stopped after reading that in my first physical, they found traces of protein in the urine. I honestly didn't think much of it at first, so I didn't change anything I was doing, which of course was a problem. You see, I have a fast metabolism, and as nice as that may be, it hides a lot of what may be going on in the inside. Had I gained significant amount of weight and size, I probably would have noticed before the doctors. The reason is because I absolutely love sweets. I'm talking about my wife and I bake cookies while watching The Outer Banks on Netflix, and I'm eating like 10 of them in one sitting, easily. At work, I would be picking at the jar that was filled with snack-sized chocolates. In my head, it wasn't a whole lot, but it was adding up. I think at my lowest point is when I had Reese's Cheesecake for breakfast. I know, that's pretty bad, Angel. So of course, after getting a second urine test, the doctors once again found traces of urine in my protein. I spoke with my family about it, and they contacted a family friend who is a naturalist. In other words, it's the belief that organic foods and herbs can help heal many, if not all, types of ailments and diseases. They took a look at me and saw that my kidneys, liver, and colon were shot. I was shook. I'm only 29 years old. How the heck is that possible? I suppose because for so long I felt invincible that I ate like it too. They told me that the desserts I was constantly having were overloading my body, and as a result, there was damage. I was suffering from a leaky gut that wasn't being healed, and instead was aggravated to the point where toxins, which were supposed to leave my body, were staying and damaging some of the organs. Damage that, while reversible, thanks to my young age, will still take time to heal. I'm going to be honest, I didn't take the whole thing too well in the beginning. I made the mistake of going down the Google rabbit hole and brought myself unneeded anxiety and stress over something that I was told I would be healed from. It was bad enough stressing over the fact that I had to completely change the way I was eating. Now I was at work thinking the absolute worst possible scenarios. What if I don't get better? What if it's too late and I won't live very long? I'm being transparent with you here. The enemy was attacking my brain big time. What helped bring me peace was renewing my mind through the Word of God. Through the scripture, I was reminded of two key things. One was the fact that God is in control, and second was that God had allowed this trial to happen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 to 27, it says, "Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we are perishing.' But he said to them, 'Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?' Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, 'Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" What a beautiful image of how powerful and in control our God is. When you get a chance, go on YouTube and look up Storm at Sea. You'll be able to empathize a little bit more with the disciples after what you'll see. However, even the winds and the sea obey our Lord. The next scripture I want to share is in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 12. Now, Job was a man who feared the Lord, who gets attacked by Satan in various ways and stands firm in his faith. And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Satan needed God's permission to go after Job. Let me say that again. Satan needed God's permission, which reminded me that the trial I was going through did not take God by surprise. In fact, he allowed it to happen. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So if my God allowed this trial with my health to happen, then I was determined to continue believing that it will all work together for my good. I want you to take a look at whatever trial you may be facing with this same lens. I want you to remember that God not only is in control, but he permitted this trial to happen. So if he allowed it, best believe he will be with you through the tempest. Now with my trial, I decided to place my trust in God. I decided to do my part, trusting in that God may do the impossible. I cut off sugar almost completely, except for some fruit. I stopped drinking coffee. Caffeine isn't bad per se, but for healing my kidneys, it had to go. I stayed away from red meat. Even certain fish I couldn't eat anymore. Luckily, salmon made the cut. I also cut off all dairy, which I must admit was probably the toughest thing to say goodbye to. I absolutely love cheesecake and ice cream. However, it had to go because I am not the one to mess around with my health. Instead, I focused on eating whole foods. I would replace white rice with brown rice or quinoa. I would have lentils and tofu be my main sources of protein, even though I could have chicken and salmon every once in a while. I ate a lot more vegetables than I have since I was a child. Broccoli became a staple because of how much fiber and nutrients it provides the body. I also started to juice every day, which was an idea I had played around with for almost a year. Juicing makes it incredibly easy to get the nutrients in without all the fiber. And in case you were wondering, my daily green detox juice consists of half a lime, two celery stalks, although sometimes I go for three, a small piece of ginger, two handfuls of kale, half a green apple, and half a cucumber. If you have a juicer, try it. I promise you, it tastes amazing. Now, for the first couple of days, it wasn't fun. I had a headache that lasted 3 days. It was either from the caffeine withdrawal or from the lack of sugar. Maybe it was both. I was craving sweets and caffeine more than I have ever before. I will say this, though. Once your body starts getting rid of those cravings with time, it becomes a lot easier. I've heard it more than a handful of times from people that stopped having sugar that many cravings disappear, and I can vouch for that. I really don't look at a piece of cake and crave it anymore. I instead take inventory of the lack of benefit it would provide my body and then move on. I'm not saying don't ever have cake again, but your mindset does change a bit with focusing on maintaining healthy rather than trying to cheat. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything." We must not become a slave to anything. We can have cake, we can have cookies, we can have a cheeseburger, but is it good for us? McDonald's is convenient when you're hungry while we're out and about, but should we settle for that? This is a question I failed to ask myself many times while relying on my high metabolism to protect me while I scarfed down tons of food I knew I shouldn't have and the quantities I was having. There were times where the entire work week, I kid you not, I was having a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle with a hash brown and orange juice. I paid $11 to fill my stomach while adding no nutritional value nor helping me become more healthy. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Therefore, whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." I want to encourage you to look at your health from a new perspective, if you haven't before. Are you honoring God with your health? Just like we need to be feeding our spirit with the right things, so should we be with our physical bodies as well. We need to make sure our diet consists of foods that will benefit us when ingested rather than hurt us. I know it's not easy, but it's worth it. Take it from me. I have more energy now than I've had in years. I promise you, I'm not kidding. I feel years younger. I have so much mental clarity. It's hard to describe, but the best way to put it is that it's easier to focus on something and stay in the present instead of your mind just drifting off. I also don't get those midday crashes anymore while at work. I remember needing 3 cups of coffee a day, one when I got to work, another around 2 p.m., and my last one at home before I got to work on anything creative. Now, I don't need any of that, and I have more energy than before. I also lost over 15 pounds just off this diet alone, easily. It's incredible how much you lose when you eliminate dairy and sugar. I'm also, of course, going to the gym, and I signed up for a boxing gym not too long ago, which is also helping me reach my fitness goals even quicker. If I can do it, then I truly believe that you can do it too. So please, make sure you take care of the physical body your Lord gave you. Life is much more enjoyable. You become more confident. You build discipline, which can then be applied to other areas in life. I want to, as always, use this opportunity to pray over you. Prayer is important because it reminds us of who God is. God cares for us and wants to hear from us always. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this moment. Thank you for granting us the ability to enter into your presence without shame. Thank you for your love that you show us on a daily basis. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you for being the Almighty God who is always in control. Father God, I want to lift up in prayer whoever is currently listening at this very moment. Lord, while this episode was about the importance of diet, overall, Father, it's important to be good stewards with what you've given us. Help us to be good stewards, whether it be with our health, our jobs, our goals, our talents, our gifts. You've given us so much, so please help us to have the courage and strength to make the decisions that will bring you honor and praise. You deserve it all, Lord. You protect us wherever we go. You are with us through every victory and storm. May we remember today that you are forever on the throne and in control always. We thank you in advance for your will over our lives, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that concludes this month's podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode was able to bring some insight on the importance of your health. No one can take care of your health but you. Truly hope I was able to bless you. As always, you can find me on Instagram at @officialangeltv for my page and or the podcast page at The Message Podcast. Feel free to reach out to me on any of those platforms, whether it be to just say hi, any advice on diets, to ask me a question, or even asking me for prayer. You can also reach out to me on my website, mynameisangel.com. My website is an incredible way to see the podcast scripts as you go along, or if you're at work and want to secretly read the podcast, just don't tell your boss I said that. I'm only kidding. Anyways, I leave you with this. Remember, you are valued, you are loved, and you are created with purpose by our Almighty God. Take this week to plan out your fitness goals and crush them. I believe in you. God bless you, and until next time, this has been The Message.